Hello, everyone, and welcome to another BritCent podcast. My name is Sam, and I'm here with Helena. Helena, how are you today?
It's really lovely to be here, and I'm really excited to have this conversation.
Fantastic. Yeah, and has it been a busy day, average day? What's it been like?
It's been very hectic, and when you're a parent, things usually are quite hectic. Yes. When you're a parent, you have 101 additional tasks added to your daily schedule. How about you?
Yeah, similar. So, yeah, my son is a little bit younger than yours, or quite a bit younger than yours. And yeah, so I've been kind of going around with him playing, and I had to collect him from preschool as well. And I was working when I wasn't doing those things. So it's been, yeah, a busy day. And I think it's always busy when you have kids, which leads me to our topic. So we're going to be talking about parenting in general, but today, specifically, we're going to talk about names of babies and names of children and how we decide those names and what names are like in the UK. So, firstly, let's just quickly talk about our names. So, my name is Sam, or Samuel, it's my full name, Samuel Booker. Helena, what's your full name?
Well, my full name is Helena Ruth. So Helena is my first name and Ruth is my middle name. Helena is actually quite an old-fashioned name.
Yeah, it's a nice one though.
It's quite common for elderly women to have this name, so it's quite a unique one.
Yeah.
Actually, one of Queen Victoria's daughters was called Helena, so I don't mind it.
I think Helen is a little bit more common, but Helen, I've heard Helena before as well.
Yeah, it gets mispronounced quite a bit, but that's fine.
And so it's quite common in the UK for people to have middle names. So I have, well, one middle name, maybe two. Maybe three, but that's not very common. So my middle names are John David. So my complete name is Samuel John David Booker, which is quite long, actually.
Wow, that's quite a long name.
It's, yeah, it's strange. I don't think it's the same in places like Korea. I don't think they have middle names. So yeah, we have first names or four names, and we have middle names. And we have second names or surnames, which are our family names. So mine is Booker. That's probably because my ancestors were connected to books. I don't know what they did. How about your surname, Helena? Do you know what it connects to or what it's about?
So my maiden name was Lavis, but I decided to take my husband's surname when I got married. However, in Chile, they actually have two surnames, so that makes it a little more difficult or a mouthful to say. So everyone else has two surnames, but I decided to stick to one, so it would be easier to pronounce it here in the UK.
Yeah, especially in the UK, because like you said, it's not very common in the UK to have more than one surname. Some people do, but it's not as common as in Spain or Chile. And it's very different to Korea, where a lot of people have the same surnames. Some surnames are very common in Korea, whereas in the UK, there are some surnames which are common, but there's a bit more variety, I think. And so let's talk a bit now about our children's names.
Yes.
So my son is, who is 2 years old, is called Luke. His middle names are Thomas and Ernest. And so his full name is Luke Thomas Ernest Booker. And so how about your son, Eleanor?
So his names are Alejandro Irinasha Lavis, and he's gone with my maiden name as it's easier to pronounce in the UK, as I mentioned. He has two middle names, just like you.
Yeah.
So it's already complicated. He has a nickname, Ali, but officially it's Alejandro. So on documents or school reports, it's Alejandro. When he was naughty as a little boy, he used to get called by his full name, Alejandro, which is quite common here in the UK.
Yeah, and that's one thing which is a bit difficult with my son because Luke is just one syllable. So, like, if I'm a bit annoyed with him, it's quite nice to have a name that's two syllables. So, my mum would always say Samuel when she was annoyed, or for my brother, she'd say Thomas. But yeah, Luke, it's difficult when you don't have more than one syllable. I don't know why, but it's just more satisfying when you have more syllables to use.
Definitely.
And so how did you decide on your son's name?
I really believe that people live up to their names. So for me, it's really important to choose a name with a good meaning. For example, Alejandro means defender and someone who stands up for good things and who cares for others. The middle name I chose was, or the two middle names I chose were Owen, which is the Irish version of John, which means the grace of God, and my grandparents were Irish, so that's why I chose it. And then Asher means happiness and smile, so I thought I'd like a happy child, so I'm going to stick with that one. How about you, Sam?
So yeah, my son's name is Luke, and there are two reasons really for that. One is, to be honest, because I'm a very big fan of Star Wars. So I've always loved the name Luke, after the main character who's called Luke Skywalker. And also it's a biblical name, so it comes from the Bible,
Yes.
and I really like names from the Bible, and so I wanted something that was from the Bible as well. And so, yeah, that's how we got to Luke. It was very difficult to decide. I don't know about you, but we really find it hard to think about boys' names that we both like. So, my wife and I. Eventually, we decided on Luke. And yeah, we're very happy with it. And his middle names are Thomas and Ernest. And so, he is named after my brother, whose name is Thomas. Also, my grandfather, whose name was Ernest. So, that's why, yeah, we've got those. And I don't know why, but in my family, we always have two middle names. It's like a tradition.
Oh, wow. So a family tradition. It runs in the family then.
Exactly. It runs in the family. Yeah. I don't know why. It's just a common thing we have. But that's why my son has those names. And I think we often think a lot about our kids' names, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
And do you think that different generations have different names? So are different names common in different generations of people, do you think, for children?
So, when I look at my family tree, I notice names that come up, like Bertie or Ada, ones that you wouldn't hear nowadays. Now we have lots of different names, even from our generation to our kids' generation. Although names sometimes come in circles. I mean, sometimes they're repeated. For example, they might have names their great grandparents had a long time ago. Do you notice that too?
Yeah, definitely. I think, for example, in my dad's generation, so people who are maybe 60 years old now in the UK, names like Elizabeth and Nigel are a bit more common, but they're not as common now for babies. If we go back in time, then in my grandparents' generation, names like Pearl and Agnes, and like you said, Bertie. Or maybe Clement, I've even seen. So those are more common. And I think those are now, like you said, becoming more popular.
Yeah.
So actually, names from about 80 years ago are now becoming trendy and fashionable again. So have you noticed this with maybe some of your friends or family who have had children recently?
Yeah, actually, my cousin had a child called Elijah. And when I look back at the family tree, there are quite a lot of Elijahs from even as far back as the 19th century. It's a name that popped up in the past and now it's popular again. My great grandma's name was Ada, and I've noticed a few children called Ada or even Adeline. Those names were considered quite old-fashioned when I was younger, but now they seem to be quite trendy.
Yeah, it's really strange how trends kind of reappear later on. And so maybe in like 80 years, Helena or Sam will be common baby names again. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see that. I think it's also interesting about how we view names. So we talked about our names and our sons' names and the names in other generations. But we often see a lot of people interested in the names of famous people and of their children as well, like in the media.
Yes.
And so, yeah, how would you describe typical celebrity names in the UK? Are there any interesting things about celebrity names or celebrity baby names?
Yeah, celebrities tend to go for names that are a bit over the top or ODD. They choose names nobody else has or names that are very unique, but they tend to be a bit wacky too. They might name their kids after a food item or a place like a tree or an apple. I think a lot of people copy them. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely, yeah. And of course, you have some really strange examples. Like, I think in America, Elon Musk, for example, named his child something really strange. I can't remember, but it's mostly like letters and numbers. That's probably the most extreme example. Also, yeah, you have names like Apple or kind of.
Harper 7, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think that's. Is that David Beckham's son's name? I think.
Yes.
And so you get a lot of these names, which I think most other people in the UK think are maybe a little bit over the top, like you said, or a bit strange or wacky. And I don't know why celebrities do that, but it seems to be a common thing. Maybe it's the same in Korea or other countries. I'm really not sure. And yeah, I think it's always a difficult thing to decide when you're thinking about your baby's name, but you also have to think about like other people and, you know, if they might have a difficult time at school, for example, if they have a very strange name. And so that's why I think most normal people, you know, non-famous people don't choose names like that so much.
I read a case about a parent who wanted to call their child Monkey. I'm not sure why they want to do that, but a judge banned them from calling them that. So there are some protections for children to avoid problems later on in life.
Yeah, I think I probably agree with the judge in that situation, to be honest. Monkey is just a bit too kind of different and difficult for a kid to have. So yeah, I think maybe that's the case in other countries, but sometimes judges or the government stop people giving their kids very strange names here in the UK. So we've talked a lot about these different names, and it's really interesting, I think, to discuss baby names and how people think about giving names to their children. And we've also mentioned a few words and phrases which perhaps people aren't familiar with. So I thought we would talk about these now. And earlier, Helena, you mentioned the word mouthful. This is a noun we use when we are talking about a word or a phrase which is maybe difficult to pronounce or it has a lot of syllables. So, for example, Sam is not a mouthful because it's just a very short. Can you think of any examples of names which would be mouthfuls?
My son's name is a bit of a mouthful, I'm
Mm.
told, by the elderly folk living here. Sometimes the longer names can be considered a bit of a mouthful, or maybe foreign-sounding names with a different type of pronunciation. They can be difficult for some people to pronounce. Can you think of any examples?
Oh, it's a good question. Yeah, I think, well, I think when we use our full names in English, they are definitely mouthfuls. Like if I say my full name, Samuel John David Booker, it's very long. So I think, yeah, maybe for, especially for people who are learning English, then saying full English names can be difficult. So they are definitely mouthfuls in that way.
I always feel bad for delivery drivers asking for my surname, as it's difficult to pronounce. Or if I'm on the phone as well, when I try to spell out my name, it's always so difficult. My first name as well as my surname.
Yeah, but that's difficult for you as well because you have to deal with people mispronouncing it and things like that. So yeah, you can definitely use mouthful when you're talking about names, especially long names or difficult names to pronounce. And we also mentioned the phrase live up to. And that's a really important phrase we use when we're talking about names or children's names, especially. So yeah, how would you describe living up to your name or somebody living up to their name?
Well, living up to a name would be expecting someone to be what their name is in regarding the meaning. For example, my brother is a doctor and he worked with someone called Payne, Dr. Payne, Payne. But still, I wouldn't want to see a doctor with that name for sure. So I personally hope he doesn't live up to his name.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're called Mr. Payne and you're a doctor, then you definitely don't want to live up to your name. So, no, that's a good example. Yeah. Obviously, my surname is Booker, which has the word book in it. So, yeah, sometimes people maybe expect me to read a lot of books. And there is the famous Booker Prize, which is a prize given to people if they write a really good novel or book. So yeah, I guess sometimes people might expect me or people in my family to be good at writing or good at reading, things like that, so that I live up to my name. But I think it's a very useful phrase because even if we don't want to live up to our name, people often connect our names to different things. And the other one we mentioned was over the top. You mentioned how many celebrity names or celebrity baby names are over the top, a bit crazy or wacky. It means that basically. It means a bit wacky or a bit crazy or perhaps a bit too something. For example, the name Apple is maybe a bit over the top because we do not usually name people after fruit very often. So it's over the top because it's a bit strange and it's very different compared to other names. Can you think of any other people who have names which are over the top?
I know you mentioned earlier about Elon Musk's son, Techno Mechanicus Musk, I think it is. Is that who you were thinking of?
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah.
For me, that's 100% over the top. It must be really difficult for his classmates to pronounce that name or say it.
Yeah.
So I sincerely hope he goes by a nickname.
Exactly. Yeah. Another one is Northwest,
Oh.
I remember, which is, I think, the daughter of Kanye West. And obviously, his surname is West. And so he gave his child a first name North. So it sounds like you're just describing a direction when you say Northwest, but it's actually her name. So that's why it's a bit over the top because it's very strange and like Elon Musk's son's name, it's a bit extreme and maybe unsuitable. Sometimes we often say OTT, it's like the short version or abbreviation of over the top when we want to describe how something is extreme or crazy or too strange, for example.
Yes, like that name's OTT. We often use that shortened version, that abbreviation in text messages.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very common when we're writing things in messages, definitely. So I think we've talked a lot and described different words and phrases that we use when we're talking about baby names or the names of children or other people. And so I hope it's given you all an idea of how we use names and how we give names in the UK. So thanks very much, Helena. Do you have any plans now after this podcast?
Well, right now I'm going to make myself a nice cuppa or a cup of tea.
Oh, it's very boring, but I'm going to do exactly the same thing. Yeah, my parents are looking after my son at the moment, so I need to go and relieve them and go and deal with him. So I hope you will have a great day or evening or whatever time it is there, and we'll speak to you soon.
Take care, everyone. Lovely to chat to you.